What's up, Trainiacs? Triathlon Taren here with another edition of the Triathlon Trainee Ask podcast, where I answer your triathlon questions 5 days a week. Today's question comes from Jackson, and it's about doing an Ironman or half Ironman on a road bike. Before we get to that question, I'd like to thank today's sponsor, as we have had for the last little while, Aon Insurance, which is a new type of insurance specifically for Canadian triathletes. Now, one of the things that they cover that is very new that hasn't been available in traditional riders that you could add onto your house insurance policy that is specifically for triathletes is canceled race expenses. So whether the race gets canceled before you leave, or let's say you even get to the race, as often happens in a number of Ironmans, the more that they have these things all over the world, you can get up to $1,000 of your race entry covered so that you can go and enter another race. Now, in addition to that, you've got stolen bike insurance. You've got trip cancellation insurance. If you're sick or even before the race and you can't go, that could potentially be covered. Broken bike insurance during travel and emergency medical expenses, add it all up, and it's still just a fraction of what traditional bike insurance added onto your house costs. Very good deal. Check out aontriathlete.com. That's aontriathlete.com. Let's get to today's question.
Hi, Taren. I just got into triathlon training. I just bought my first road bike, and I was curious if you think it would be doable and practical to do the longer distance triathlons with just a road bike with aero bars clipped on with some adjustments made by a bike fitter. Obviously, I'm a couple years from getting into the longer distance ones, but I just don't want to have to spend the extra money on a tri bike currently, and would love to be able to do it with that. So I was just wondering if you could talk about the possible adjustments that would have to be made if I could do that, if it was doable, and maybe some pitfalls of it as well. Thanks.
Thank you for your question, Jackson. Very quickly, yes, absolutely. You can do it on a road bike, no problem. Think about it. People do Ironmans on tandem bikes. They do Ironmans carrying logs. They do Ironmans wearing goofy costumes that are way less aerodynamic and way more of a wind sail than you'll be on a road bike. There is downside to doing a triathlon on a road bike, but if somebody is like you are in your circumstance where you just don't want to invest in that second bike and your first bike was a road bike for whatever reason it is. Maybe you had a good deal on it. Maybe you do a lot of road riding. Maybe you don't know if you're going to be in triathlon for a long time, whatever it is, and you don't want to invest in a road bike or you don't want to invest in a triathlon bike, don't. Just do it on a road bike. Here are some of the adjustments though that you have to make and things that you need to be aware of. The reason that you want a triathlon bike over a road bike in a triathlon is largely due to the geometry of your hip angle at the top of your pedal stroke, and the triathlon bikes open that hip angle way up, way more than you'll almost ever get on a road bike. It's going to be hard to get that geometry on a road bike because the angle of the seat tube, basically the seat is further back than it is on a triathlon bike. On a triathlon bike, the seat is further forward over top of the pedals so that when you lean down, your hips are nice and open and your body is at basically a 90 degree angle. So here are some adjustments that you're going to have to make. You're going to have to move that seat as far forward as possible, basically just slam it forward as long as a bike fitter has done and approved of this. Or if you get really fancy, there are some seat posts, depending on your bike, that you can put in, and it gives you an extension and puts the seat even further forward. The next thing that you're going to have to be prepared for is if you look at the cockpits of triathlon bikes, they have a ton of adjustment in them. The stem can move out, the pads can move out, they can move back, they can move up, they can move down, the tri-bars can move out and back, and most road bikes aren't necessarily designed for this amount of customization. The one thing that you're probably going to have to get for sure is a new stem. So depending on what your bike fitter says, a new stem will either extend your reach, it'll bring it in, it'll bring it up, it'll bring it back, it'll kind of it'll try to mimic a lot of those differences that you can adjust in a triathlon cockpit, but you're not going to quite be able to dial it in exactly. I would also make sure that whatever aero bars you get have as much adjustment in them as possible. So between maybe a new stem on your a new seat post under your saddle, a new aero bar setup, and a good bike fit, you might be into it for $400 or $500, maybe $600, but you're not into it for another bike, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 plus. Now, here's the thing to be aware of. Because your hip angle is probably going to be a little bit more closed on that road bike, you're going to be burning out your quads and your hamstrings and your glutes a little bit less evenly than you would on a tri bike. What I would do is make sure that in the months leading up to your race, you're doing a lot of brick workouts, and especially brick workouts after a very long bike, so you know how your body's going to react to running on those leg muscles that have been burnt out unevenly, and making sure that you're basically adjusting to that difference in fatigue levels between the front and back of your legs. Beyond that, absolutely go and do it. Think about how long people rode road bikes and set tons of records in Ironman Kona before triathlon bikes even came around. Don't worry about it, Jackson. Whatever you've got, if you aren't ready to invest in a tri bike, don't. They're fun, they're a luxury, and they're an awesome luxury, but they're not a necessity. I hope that this helps you and other Trainiacs out. Thank you for today's sponsor, TriCover Insurance by Aon. If you're a Canadian triathlete, go check them out at aontriathlete.com. That's A-O-N triathlete.com. If you want to get your question answered here on the Trainiask podcast, go to triathlonterran.com/Trainiask. While you're there, you'll love what we've got. If you click top left on the website, free resources will take you to a page where we have over a half a dozen free downloadable supplements to help with your training. Finally, if you're digging these podcasts, the best compliment you can give us is a review on iTunes. It really helps us get discovered there. So thank you for your question, Jackson. I will catch everyone in the next episode.